Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita. I'm also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first greeting you received was from the executive producer of this here podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we come from the same woman out the same way. We are brother and sisters in Christ, but also in the creation of our life.
Okay, yeah, that's my brother. And you should know that if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, because if we weren't related, ixnay on this podcast relationship, boy, I tell you. So before we jump into today's topic, brother, how's your week been?
Let me think. You know what?
I was supposed to have my emotion. I was supposed to have my emotion well up so you could look at it beforehand. I forgot.
You go first this week. How was your week?
My week has been good. I had fun with family this weekend. I had a great workout this morning. And when I say great, I mean like my whole body hurts. So that's a great workout. I have eaten well. And when I say well, I don't mean necessarily everything healthy, but it's been tasting good. I can say that so far, so good. Oh, I actually have a story to tell you, but I cannot tell you on the microphone. I won't forget to tell you. Just remember when we finish recording, I have a story to tell you. Like I said, that I cannot share over these airwaves.
Does
it
have anything to do with doctor visits?
Oh, no. Let me tell y'all something. My brother and I have been tussling back and forth. Oh, for the last 4 or 5 days. Because I'm going to share this, and then we'll talk about how your week is going. So what I'm going to share is, I do have a way of asking hypotheticals and then making outlandish statements, just period.
And then we'll hide her hand as if she never made an outlandish statement, and she will act like she asked you hypothetically if the sky was red, how would you feel about it? That's how she in her mind thinks she asked the question.
Well, here's my
but
thing.
Really what she be, but this is how she actually asked it. So the sky is bleeding red and blood is falling from the sky. You ain't just gonna thank Jesus that he back? Wait, what? What are you talking about? Like,
yeah, so we've been battling for 4 or 5 days. We dragged Kanae into it, his wife. We dragged our mom into it. It's been a whole ongoing
thing.
It's a debacle. But I feel like finally we reached clarity.
We did. That you was extreme and crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna be made out to be crazy here, because the question was asked very weirdly.
But also, let me say, my sister-in-law was riding with me. She was like,
I also proved to you why she would ride with you though. And that was like, that wasn't even in question. Like, it was just like, no, see, so, this no, is what's
anyway,
pumping it up.
Long story short, long story less long. Good week. How about you, brother? How's
your
week going?
Oh, my gosh. Good, but also a little challenging. We started our life group. We're meeting via Zoom. Thus far, we have someone that's interested in joining our life group that, it's just really good.
That's fun. You know, I'm always, you know, I push and I prompt people like, do life with other Christians, like, and it's not just like in the walls of the church. So fantastic, amazing.
But the reason I was waffling and thinking so much about it is because, so we got this word from God from our mother-in-law this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's been boggling me about it is God didn't ask for a whole lot. And so I'm like doing a mental gymnastics. So what he said to her to tell us was, think about your mindset on home ownership. That's it. And so in my mind, I went, God, we can't do that right now. We can't, like, all that was given is think on it. It ain't, hey, go move this, go, you know, take out this loan, go talk to this bank. It's just think. And that has been like plaguing me in a way of like, well, huh, he just said think about it. And like, I can't even just think about it without like trying to place some action in it. Right.
Trying to figure out how to make it work.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I see why you wanted me to start thinking about it. Because if I can't even get to a place to where I can pull it out, take it out, just think about like, and thinking about it could be, what kind of house do I really, you know, want? What should the rooms look like? You know, what should the feel of the house be? You know, what should the drive, like things that are just thinking, that are just imagination. The thing that you gave me that I enjoy the most about creativity. And I'm like, we had this moment where as we're trying to move in the first place, which is also why it's like, it's such a time, like it's like this where I'm like, okay. But I'm doing the most. Because it's like, yeah, just because we moved don't mean, like, again, thinking about it doesn't mean I've done something out of order. Because all he said do was think about it.
Right.
And so I'm like, just freaking out. So it's been a week of like trying to like calm myself into knowing, like, when he asks us simple stuff, just think about it. Like, he ain't
right,
said,
just think about it.
It wouldn't go do nothing. It wasn't none of that. It was just
like my hypothetical question to you. Just think about it.
Oh my, no, fam. you are, again, get out of here when I bring it back. The scripture for today, guys, I picked this one because I'm thinking about just the entirety of what it is, the message of the blog post. This is a blog post episode, by the way. For those
yeah,
of
we're
that,
blog recapping. Blog recap.
So we'll get into that in just a second. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who do know, you've been not warned, but you've been informed on what's coming. So scripture today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
Amen. I think that is perfectly appropriate. I think everything we've talked about today so far has been perfectly appropriate for today's blog recap. If you are new around these parts and you don't know what a blog recap is, back in 2019, I started blogging on BibleStudyGirl.com. There's a whole lot of episodes about how the blog came to be and all that jazz. So the blog we're going to recap today is entitled Stay in the Race. You can head over to BibleStudyGirl.com. And there's a magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that thing. Type in the word Stay in the Race. And this blog will pop up. Bling! And you can read it so you can come up with your own impressions and get your own insight into what the blog meant to you. So what we do on the blog recaps is Bible Study Brother typically gives a synopsis of what the blog was about. And then he talks about what kind of impact the blog had on him, the things that stand out to him and that are most relevant to his personal life. And after he finishes, I try not to interrupt him, but It doesn't
I
work.
mean, try is a strong word.
I attempt. It doesn't happen. So I try not to interrupt him. We generally do have dialogue about the blog. Then I let you guys know how I felt at the time that I published the blog. And then if my feelings have changed or if they remain the same present day, I think it's a great synopsis. And I'm always encouraging people to go to BibleStudyGirl.com to read the blog for themselves, because just like you can sit in a... You can watch a movie with somebody, the exact same movie, but you're coming from a completely different lived experience. So there are going to be different things that stand out to you. So I always encourage you to go to BibleStudyGirl.com to read the blog for yourself and see if you come away with any strong points. You may not, but also you may. So I am going to open the floor for Bible Study Brother to talk to you guys about Stay in the Race.
And the newest thing that we do here, for those of you who are listening to season 3 of the Bob City Girl podcast, is I give you a little small excerpt. I pick the part that I think is really, really interesting in the blog. That is not the entire blog, but is a portion of it that hopefully inspires you guys to go and read it as well. All right. We arrived at the race. I started walking and it wasn't bad. I then encountered my nemesis, a section that was cordoned off that made you loop and walk up two step inclines. Excuse me. Nobody else was doing it, but I wanted to slay this giant. It was the part that I had been dreading the most. I walked up the first incline as fast as I possibly could, and I didn't die. When I reached the top, I stopped to catch my breath. A woman that was walking behind me with her husband said, "Don't stop. We were following you." "What? Girl, y'all were using me to set your pace?" Now, if that ain't a testimony, I don't know what is. Now, look.
You know, you be doing applause. Do you hear my finger snap?
Oh, you want some applause? Hold on, wait.
No, I don't. Oh, I want okay. The finger snaps, and I need for you to find it, or I'll make my own.
That's not how they do it, huh? You gotta like section them off. I'm like doing them in some other beat. You gotta, yeah, there we go. So when I'm thinking about this blog, right, I have always wanted to do one of those marathons with my sister.
It's not a marathon, let's be clear. It's a 5K. Well, let's be real clear.
I'm being clear, but to a big girl.
Man, if I to anybody
no. that is not maybe napkin variety or something like that, and it's just what you do. You wake up, eat, breathe, eat, sleep, breathe, doing this, whatever it is, it's all a marathon in this world. But I always wanted to do one. It's just majority of the time I'd either be working. And then the other real reason, which is it just intimidated me to no end. Even though if we were to like have an athletic scale of the three of us, I'm at the top of the athletic scale.
Excuse me, what?
I'm at the top of our athletic scale.
Of who? Wait,
me,
what?
Me, of our trio, me, you, mama.
No, me, you, and mama?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not. Is my phone, is my computer, I don't know if the sound coming through.
Listen, ma'am, it is what it is. You can fight it, but it is what it is.
But it ain't what you
But
saying.
It is. But it is.
Okay, I know that's not the point of this podcast.
It's not.
But I wish, before we get off the blog recap today, I want you to call mama and we'll have a discussion.
We'll see who rates
about
where.
Who is at the top of the fitness pyramid. It's not
no. See, you're doing a different thing. Fitness, y'all can have it all day. I didn't say anything about fitness. I said athletic ability.
Again,
still
okay. Me. So, what constitutes athletic ability?
Athletic ability is like, so I can go on a basketball court, be coordinated. I can play baseball, football. Like, I can jump high places. I can, you know, like say we got on one of the little ab inclines where you just hold yourself and you got to bring your knees up to your chest to do like a little ab curl, you know.
On today.
Yes.
Not when
on were, today. I can still.
Today. I wish you were not across the listen, country.
If we could call my wife, I could tell you of a time a couple months ago when we were apartment
no,
looking.
No, I'm talking about today.
No, today I can still do it. Just, I can still do it.
I can still do it. At the top
yes.
Of the athletic.
Yes. I can bring my knees up to my chest. Like I can still do the ab lift where you, it's just your feet. You lift your feet up, you know, like the, like, hold on. So you can see me.
No, I know what you mean. Okay.
I can still do that, champ. Like, what are we doing here?
That's what I'm wondering. What are we doing?
Like, look, majority of my stuff is motivation, but I understand that I can do it. Now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
There is one aspect that is so weird to me that it was funny. And we used to all, like, when we have our four-pack workouts, with four-pack workouts is... Basically, I'm saying it's just the Little Rock crew of me, Tamika, my mama, and Sarita. And there was a time where we got these workouts in pretty frequently. And so me and my sister walking around one day, because we were supposed to be doing something. Like, I don't know what workout we were supposed to be doing. Because we was all getting trained by the same person at the time. That's what that was. And so my sister and I were done with whatever it was we were supposed to be doing because we was like, we're not doing that. We're going to go do something else. So we were doing the squat lifts, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, just leg lifts where it's like you're lifting completely and utterly all legs. I did not lose to my sister, but I also didn't win because it was... Like, she can lift the same amount of weight as me with her legs.
Right, which means...
No. That just means you lift more with your legs, champ. That's all that means. You got one... Like, you don't get one category and get to have all five. Like, you know, she's over here trying to steal all the categories off one. And it wasn't that I wasn't as strong as you leg-wise. It's just weird. Also, you're shorter. So the weights have less distance to travel.
Okay. I'm not going to argue athleticism, but I was thinking to myself, am I zoning out? Like, is something going on?
Because you're thinking about fitness and consistency with fitness. That ain't got nothing to do with athleticism. And you can ask our researcher, the researcher we both know, if you need actual understanding of athleticism between fitness.
Who is the researcher?
The person that used to play basketball.
I don't trust that person's definition.
Yeah, but that is athleticism.
That person is not. That's the wrong coach.
Our head researcher knows what he's talking about.
Does not. Okay, keep going.
Anyway, we done got so off on this. We done got all off on everything. See how to come. Okay, so the reason why we getting all off our track. We've told y'all before, we are highly competitive in any and all things. And I'm trying not to be competitive here, but the point I was making and trying to get to.
No, but what I want to say is I would not ever call myself an athlete. I just was not ready for that statement. Go ahead.
So what are you doing? So she just wanted to fight me to fight me.
I don't want to fight you to fight you, but I'm trying to quantify what an athlete is so I can figure out how you said you at the top of a totem pole. Okay, keep going, buddy.
So you wouldn't consider yourself an athlete at all? Like, so if I put a basketball in your hand or hey.
Okay, so like if we were doing like a Facebook survey and they were like, are there any athletic people in your family? I would have said no.
That's nuts.
So that's why it's hard for me. Like, wait a minute.
Fam, I have done things that require okay. So let's try it this way.
I mean, you don't have to.
There
come
are
with the
so many spontaneous things that I have to do to get, like, hey, can you get that down? It's not like all the time I'm going and getting.
You're the tallest person in the family.
No. I'm not the tallest person in the family. And in our trio, yes. But,
yes, you're the tallest person in our trio. So,
but also there are times where I'm not doing that with the ladder or something. I could jump up and grab like between, like, that what I'm saying, like, natural, like, okay, I'm gonna figure this puzzle out without having to use the things that you use, like my natural ability of I got that ain't nothing. Athleticism, that's all I'm saying.
All right,
anyway, blog post, y'all, we didn't spend 10 minutes on foolishness today.
They wanted to hear this.
They did. Because I just see them now looking like athletic. Listen, I just said
I was just asking a question.
You know who would probably say they're at the top of that group?
Who?
Probably my wife. If I added her,
you think so? Well, I am gonna call. We are gonna call her. I'm gonna text her and see if she's available while we're talking. But I am. I want you to call her in.
But anyway, so the reason I brought up that, because like I was just terrified in a lot of different ways to go ahead and do this stuff. Because I knew I could. I have the fortitude to do those things, but there's always been this. Obstacle, I would say, of my actual confidence of my ability. So it's like, you know, me and my sister would do different things, and it's like, so my sister's way of getting strain on a treadmill is like, so she would go slower than me on a treadmill and burn more calories, and it would drive me nuts.
It's because I'm bigger than you are.
No, I got it at that point. But at the time, it didn't make, because I'm like, yo, what I got to do? They're like, so I'm on trip, man. I'm creasing in.
You are super competitive.
Doing a little.
When we went to the gym, you looking at my counter like, oh, you done burned this many.
And then I got to turn it up. And I'm like over here hurting myself. But... It's funny reading this thing, thinking about that moment where you're like looking at your giant, looking at whatever. Like once I get started working out, and when I was at my peak working out, it was probably between 21 to 25. Like I used to literally, I work out from the time I got off work at like 10 o'clock to like 11:30, maybe almost midnight or something like that. Come home, take a shower, and just chill. So when I think about like how ready I was to like step out, and if I look at pictures, I can show you pictures of like, nah, that was when I was in peak condition compared to like I had gained some weight in college, like probably like 10, the actual freshman 15 is about what I gained. And I brought all that down, and I kept it down until I had a huge obstacle in my life. I ain't going to talk about it here. I normally do just randomly just talk about this, but for once I'm not. And so my self-esteem like shot up for a little bit because I was like, okay, cool. You know what? I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to, you know, be a prime choice on this market. That sucks. I never want to be on this market ever again. And I just kind of stopped after that. So like reading this, it continues to push me to understand like, okay, like if you don't get out of here, if you don't do the things you need to do, if you don't use the things that God has given you, you could possibly be holding up somebody's pace. You could be holding up somebody seeing an example that they need to see. Somebody they just needed to see step out and do it and know that it was okay to do it, like by stepping boldly out in the faith. And that's what I was thinking about, you know, like regardless of the top three list and who's number one and who's top two, but I'm not two. You know, all of that. The trueness that I got from this was just go do it. Like when you see your giants, like go slay them. You've already been given victory. It's not going to be easy always.
Right.
But again, don't get in the way of someone else's blessing when you are commissioned to be an instrument.
Amen. Stay in the race, my brother. So we did have a long tangent about athleticism and what it means. Mm-hmm. So at the time that I published this, the race, the 5K that we did was the bubble foam race. It was called the bubble run. And we had done it the year before. And so we knew the course. I was completely informed about that. But I've shared before that my fitness journey is up and down. It hasn't been necessarily consistent. I think the thing I can say about my fitness journey is I've been consistently inconsistent. And so obviously around that time we had just finished the race when I published the blog, but it was a reminder to me that I need to stay in the race. And even though I'm consistently inconsistent, I need to focus on being more consistent. Because like you said, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who is looking at your journey to help encourage them to push forward. And one thing about me being consistently inconsistent is I would not rate myself the number one athlete in our family, much to my brother's probably shock and awe. But so I don't consider myself like a top physical specimen. But to look at me, you wouldn't know the things that I can do physically. Like you talked about our leg weight lifting competition.
It's like, insane. It's literally insane. Like, okay. So for reference, we can both, if we're doing a squat rack, we can have the entire squat rack. Now, this is the assisted squat rack, I guess, where you just pull the little thing out and add more weight. So it's not like we are deadlifting or like kicking off 200 or whatever many pounds, like for real. But in terms of like the tension strain with the weights, we can do the whole rack. As crazy as that sounds, we can.
So, you know, I've been crossed over into 40, and when you interrupt me, sometimes it make me, it make that thought just run away.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not, if it's running at my pace, I'll be able to catch it. Amen. It ain't gonna get out too far in front of me. But I think what I was trying to say, or basically what I want to be known is, so at the time I published it, I thought to myself, I don't really know, like, who's looking at me and who might be inspired by what I'm doing, hence writing the blog post every day, right? And it was another push for me to continue to write, because at this point in time, we're looking at November of 2019, I was tired and I had no clue that I was going to continue to write blog posts every day for a whole, like, another year and a half. Like, I'm just beginning the journey and I'm already tired. And so it was really just like, I was encouraging myself as well as trying to encourage other people, right? Present day, I've said this before, every time we do a blog recap, it's a timely reminder for me that what I do matters. Even if it's small, even if I feel like it's not much, even if I'm just trying to make it, which is the case for me quite frequently and recently, that what I'm doing, the race I'm running, does have the power and the ability to influence other people, to encourage other people. And these block recaps for me are just a constant reminder that I need to stay in the race and remain committed to the work that the Lord has called me to do, even when it's uncomfortable, even when I feel like I'm not well equipped and they need to get somebody else to do it. that there's something special and specific that God has purposed me for. He put me on this earth for a reason, and I need to walk my race and stay in my race and do the best I can with what I have. Even if I haven't, like I said, showed up for every training session, I just need to keep going, and He'll give me the tools and the equipment that I need to make it all the way to the end of the race. Because, like the scripture says, the race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures. And I do have a responsibility to endure.
Girl, open the doors, preaching the word.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna say this too. This is completely off
Yeah,
topic,
go
but kind
ahead.
of not, because he talked about preaching,
Yeah, go ahead,
Bible
preach.
study brother. And when we, I think when we finished recording last time, we had a conversation with mama about the difference between preaching and message.
Oh,
That
yes. Oh,
was
say your word, sister.
It was hilarious.
But yeah, this was a good one just 'cause like we competitive for real, for real.
Clearly we are.
Oh yeah, I am. Like I'm trying to work on it 'cause my wife often comments that I am that I remind her of her dad in my competitive ways. Like I don't just win. I don't win quietly. Especially when I know I'm good at whatever it is. Prime
You lose
example.
quietly, though.
Oh, I lose very quietly.
Yeah, you
Unless
do.
I feel cheated. Unless I feel cheated, or unless, you know, it's a me and Devin game, which when you play the way me and Devin play, sometimes you win. Sometimes you just gotta move off quietly so that way nobody notices, so you can use your tactics and win the next time.
We all notice, but I appreciate the fact that you're staying in the
Hey,
race.
you
Amen.
notice, but sometimes, hey, we come through with the wins in the clutch. That's all I'm saying, baby. Shout out to my
Amen,
dog,
amen. Stay in the race.
Devin. Stay in the race.
Stay in the
That's my
race.
partner,
Don't
all
give up.
partners, by the way. That's my number one partner.
Really?
Unless I can get you, but I think that's cheating for most people.
I don't know. I've never considered you guys a dynamic duo. I'll have to see you in gameplay again, and we'll see.
Oh,
We'll
we was
see.
pretty, you know, like I mean, let us tell it we undefeated, but. Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's like this has made me happy just to have this conversation and kind of see those things and remember those days because during the days of 5Ks and all of this, like, bro, we was on one for whatever it was. If we was working out for a couple months, if we were fasting, settling into whatever it was, we were doing it in community, we were doing it together. And it just made everything more exciting, more fun, and like, you know, because you see them out there and you like, man, I gotta get some of that. I gotta get whatever it is that they got. And then, you know, you go and you work out, and we would like go and like drain ourselves of energy. But now it's time to eat. And we might eat healthy. Well, most times we did try and eat healthy. Like, so I remember like
We did.
So like we would go to PF Chang's, and again, I know you're just saying like PF Chang's, yes, PF Chang's, but we would get brown rice. You know, we would just do lettuce wraps, which is just an appetizer of lettuce and chicken. Like the most that you're getting, like in terms of like something that's too sugary, is probably like the sauce or something like that. But and that would be it sometimes. Or like if we got the family styled fried rice, I'm only eating a little bit. Then the rest of it, you know, I can eat on like later. I can actually eat a serving size of something. And like the encouraging spirit of fellowshipping with those you're like working through things with is what I think the most about this blog post to like wrap up my thoughts in initially because I know we be getting off track, but like
Well, I
it's just
was
something
gonna
about that.
say too, like the bubble run. So this particular year that we did the bubble run, the first year it was just me and Tamika. Then the next year we invited Devin, Ari, and Sweet Baby. And when I say We did have a blast. We had a blast. It was a really good time. We enjoyed the phone party at the end. Devin is an amazing father because he toted that child for quite some distance. I was like, she's on her own. Like, leave her. Leave sweet baby behind.
And this is like when Sweet Baby's energy would be still through the roof, but like the baby energy of like, you could really do this because
Oh yeah, she
you
definitely could
run through
have, but
all
she's
these
sweet
things,
baby.
but you just get ha I don't I'm done. This is
She enjoyed the bubbles though. The bubbles were so fun to her. One thing though, sweet baby had fallen asleep like on the way to the race, and fresh wake up sweet baby at that point in time was not a sweet baby.
No.
So I was thankful that she has a daddy that loves her, that was willing to carry her through many parts of the race, much like our Heavenly Father carries us when we can't
Hey,
walk.
look at that.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, man. But shout out to that sweet baby, a decade in the game.
Decade in the game to the sweetest
Decade,
baby
the
to ever
sweetest
do it.
baby
That's
to
my
ever
girl.
do it. Shout out to you from the prince of the princess or the
Yes, because
prince to the
she
princess.
loves her princess.
Yeah, man, that's her. Well, she says at times that's her favorite person, but I'm sure she says it to other people.
No, I think your princess, also known as your bride, is one of her favorite folks.
Yeah, and it's the sweetest thing is I think we told y'all this story, and this will be the last thing I end with, just because we talking about sweet baby, so it's sweet baby's time, sweet baby minute.
Yeah, I texted Mama. She didn't respond, so I'm assuming she wouldn't be available for a phone call. But go ahead.
I think we told y'all, but if you've never known, like, so my family has a couple names for me. One is they used to always just call me Lil Joe, but have changed to Joe Baby and or Bubba, depending upon which small branch of my family you're talking
That's
to.
true.
But I had not been called Joe Baby for a very long time. For a
Well,
very
that's
long
not
time.
true. There's one person that consistently
Well,
calls you Joe
yes,
Baby, and that's where.
but I we figured that out after the fact. So here's the story,
Right.
guys. So Sweet Baby is four.
No, she was younger than that. She
Oh no, she
might
was
have been
like three or two.
two or three. Yeah, she was little, tiny.
She had to be because no, she had to be. She had to be three or two because we've been married for 7 years. I just round in
Yeah,
with
she was
before.
tiny. She was.
So we go out. We're going to Olive Garden this day, and so at this point, like she was not afraid of me as she used to be, and she would speak to me from time to time. If somebody say, "Hey, Joe," and she would sit for a second and then be like, "Hey, Joe," and then she would go on about her business. This day, we're in the car. She says, "Joe." And then we're doing something, and then all we hear is "Joe baby," and I said, "Huh? What'd you say?" And she said, "Joe." And so we're like, "Oh, okay, cool." I was tripping, like anyway. So we go to the restaurant, and then we're sitting there, and for the rest of the night, and for subsequent rest of life at this point, she just started calling me Joe baby, and I was like, "So I wasn't tripping." Was not tripping in the car, and for a while we sitting there like, where does she get this from? Like, why is she calling me? Like, because nobody at that time, outside of one person, and well, two people technically, but again, don't really call me that. And I'm like, this don't make no sense. And then finally, it was like, oh, you got this from my grandma.
Right, because she consistently calls you Joe Baby. I had to bring that up to you, like, you are
Yeah,
Joe
like,
Baby to her.
yeah.
Oh, I
Unless
think
she's
we might.
talking to me, because if she's talking to me, I'm Bobo,
Right, that is true. I
and
had
that's why
forgot
I'm
that.
like, I don't
But
ever hear her call me Joe Baby.
when she's referencing you, she calls you Joe Baby.
Yeah.
That's true. So mama's calling me right now. I think now would be a great time to call
Oh,
her because
yeah.
clearly she's
It's
available.
been some time, guys. So I'm gonna call the doodle. I know you guys have missed her. This will be a slightly longer episode. I don't care. We love giving you fun
Slightly
stuff like
longer
this
because I don't
on.
think she can stay on long. She's probably on her way to choir rehearsal and or working out. So it's going to be a short phone call, but I just need to answer. I need for her to answer this question to rank us in order, and then you can be dismissed.
Hey,
Amen.
Mubs. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I forgot y'all were recording.
Yeah,
My
yeah, yeah.
bad.
No, you're cool. Cool. You're on the podcast because you have to answer something.
Oh, Lord. What
Okay.
is it?
So, it's time for another rank us in order of who's the most at whatever the thing is, right? Just a number.
Oh, okay.
So,
Okay,
if
just
you
them.
had to order us in terms of who's the most athletic to the least athletic, how would you order us?
1, 2, 3. Me, you, Joe.
Oh.
Now, remind you, athletic. I'm not.
I'm thinking athletic.
Okay.
Take
I
your
guess
time,
you would be.
sister. I know this is a spur of the moment question, but
No, wait, she's giving an
it.
answer. Just get out the way. What'd you say, Mom?
Oh, she is? Okay, I'm
Okay.
listening.
I'm gonna say one is Joe for athleticism in the sense of when you used to play ball. Now, if we're talking about like now,
We're talking about today.
today,
Today.
it would be me, Sarita, and then you.
Whoa,
Okay,
whoa, whoa,
thank
whoa. Hold on.
you. Okay. Because
What?
I want clarity from him
So,
about present day. We're not talking about what happened. I was like, today, on today's date.
today.
You want to guess the order Joe has? Joe, what's your order?
It was
Sir,
just
do
me at
you know
one. I didn't care
how
about
much? Do
two
you
and three. I ain't gonna
know
hold.
how much? Well, come with two and three athleticism
then.
it takes to do the stuff that we've been doing lately?
No, Mom. So listen, Joe, come with your present day ranking.
Me at one, I don't care who's two and three because I'm at one.
Okay,
Yeah.
Mom. So you, when you
Okay.
listen to the
Because see,
episode,
y'all are
you.
okay. We're moving from two different things. We're moving into fitness. I'm not talking about fitness. I'm talking about athleticism of yes, while I do have 30-year-old knees at this point, I can still get a little like, oh, mama, you need me to get there for you? Let me jump up there and grab that. I can still do these things. This is more so what I mean. Athleticism, not fitness level. Because fitness level, like I told her, I give it both to I give it to both of you.
Well, if you're gonna rank in that order, I guess you would be number one if you're using that as a pretext to go on.
That's all I said. My sister did. She started bringing it. I said, I'm not talking about fitness because fitness, y'all work out way more than me. Though I can, you
But
know, I
I
need to
mean,
get it
I
back.
guess if you knew the kind of things that we had to do as far to get the fitness, it
Correct, Mom. That's
requires
why I'm like,
athleticism.
That's why
It
I'm like, current
requires.
day, like, okay, so this is my thing. Since he's the most athletic, he should be able to step into any of our workouts and complete them and be done. Do you know what I'm saying? And not because he's more
Right.
athletic than he is. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Okay. That
All
was
right, it's
my
on.
point.
It's
That's
on.
the way, I
It's
mean, that's
on.
where I'm looking at it. Because, I mean, if you, the skill set it takes to do what we're doing, I mean, you can build up to it, but you have got to have some athleticism in order to do
And I'm not
some of
saying
the
you
things
guys
that
have
we do.
zero, but if I, again, much like you said, okay, let's do it
If
this
it
way.
was a competition today,
he's
I
saying today,
believe that
Mom, today.
Sarita and I would probably beat you for real.
Okay, so let's do it like this. All right, so cool. I'll give you that. That's fine. How long do both of you think it would take for me to get back into a groove to catch up to where you believe yourselves to be right now?
I have no idea.
Do we believe ourselves to be? Oh, shade.
It's lots of shade, Mom. I don't even, I wish you could, Mom, listen to me. I wish you could see his face. We can leave this conversation where it is so we can all leave as friends. Amen.
Oh,
but I just want to join.
No, but just on a like on a without being facetious or kind of
been, okay. So we've only been really like deep into this for 2 months, two months and some week and a week, I think. So it's gonna take you at least that long to get up to where we are.
The same amount of time. You believe that?
I believe it'll take you about the same amount of time, and you would probably lose more weight than we've lost because you're a guy.
Right. But, Mama, we have to let him. I mean, this is his truth.
No, it's fine. No, I needed the wake up call. I mean, it's not gonna make me work out today, but I did need the wake up call.
I mean, literally, I think if you were to come to just one session. Yeah. Ask Raquel. It's not a joke.
I believe you with that example. I believe you.
I mean, Mama, me and you are simpatico. We're on the same page. But I, you know, just was like, I don't know. Anyway, so I'll be interested to get your feedback when you hear the entire episode. You see how this conversation unfolded. Do you have a choir rehearsal tonight?
No, I'm fixing to go work out.
Oh, so you're on your way to the gym. I told him you were probably on your way to the gym.
Yeah, I've got to go in and change my clothes, and then I'll head to the gym. But, yeah. I'm going to dance tomorrow night.
You dancing tonight?
Yeah, I'm dancing tonight. Last night.
Well,
I will say this. Both of your faces are slimming. Get out of here with that. Both of you guys' faces are slimming. I am very proud of you both. I will tell you this now. Even if I fly back home and do a class, you can best believe that I will have gotten myself in shape before then just to dust the workout. Just so it can, like, I'm saying this now because I don't want y'all to be like, oh my God, that's crazy that he done made it through our workout. Like, and because I would not come just fresh and do it. I would literally probably spend the amount of time y'all just said it would take me to get to wherever, just to get to where I can do this thing, it dust it and be like, what's up? Even though it would show on my face, it would show it in the way.
I understand. I have that level of petty.
Like, there's no way. There's no way I'm just coming in and like, you know.
That competition is intense. Aw, you might have to be flying to me because I don't have any PTO to come see y'all this summer, really, because of everything I got going on. Yep. We'll talk. We'll chat. Mama, love you. We'll call you.
We'll call you on the next one. Thank you. For those of you who have missed Stump the Doodle, it's coming back.
Also, Mama is going to be a special guest when we redo those questions for her birthday. I'm waiting for the executive producer of the podcast to
go
have
back
that
and listen.
Because I'm not doing that. so she can answer the questions in real
time. We could just have Mama do it. Just go listen to the questions.
No, that's not her job. She's not the executive producer.
That's her episode that we made for her.
But she did not create the questions, brother.
I technically didn't either.
Oh, I know. It was evident. What'd you say, Mom?
I listened to it.
And who you agree with.
Did, but you don't know all the questions offhand. So anyway, Mama, thank you for your time. Thank you for appearing on the podcast. I love you, Big.
We love
you're
you,
my favorite
Big.
Mom.
Love you more.
All right, lady. Get on off this phone so we can get our outros out of here.
Yes, and I will call you either before you go work out or call me when you get done with your class.
Oh, it won't take y'all that long, and then I'll call you when I get my clothes changed and in the car.
All right.
Okay. All right. Love
Bye.
You.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was enough of us being completely and utterly insane as we
often are. But here's the thing, brother. This has encouraged you to do what? Stay in the race.
To stay in the race. To secretly race. So that way I can dust the race whenever it happens. But there's no... The funniest part is there's no way to secretly do that.
There is.
No, there is...
You tell me your word.
I don't have to tell you a word, but you will see. If I'm getting to where I want to, like, it would be like,
baby, let me see it. Let me see it. So,
and this is also my sister's best tactic is her manipulation. Because her doing that, she knows that it's egging me. And, like, I have to, like, I got to chill. I got to reset. Because I get out here and hurt myself. Like, I won't warm up. I won't go do nothing. I'm just going out. And that was the other part about it. It's like, a lot of times, like, I don't even do no warm-up stuff, really. Unless it's just orchestrated for us to do something.
I've reached where I must do a warm-up and I must do a cool-down. Or this body will be like, oh, you think we're going somewhere? Wrong. Negative.
But it has been a little minute since I've done something consistently. Like the last time they heard something from me, and it's the last word on our little workout program, because we keeping in the race of keeping this podcast as long as we can.
I'm not into that race. You know, I like a good 30 minutes in and out, man.
Oh, and y'all, no, hold on. We told y'all this, but this is the last story. I promise. It's only because you mentioned it. Yeah, we talk about you. So my sister gets major surgery. And is like just wanting to do everything on her own. She was supposed to be down for 6 weeks. She forgot how to math, y'all. And really she didn't. She just thought more of herself in the same way that I do now. So it's hereditary. It's in everybody.
It is.
To where you think you can do more than what you actually can. So the doctor said that she could walk a mile. A single solitary mile.
That's what I did.
No, you didn't. You walk.
No, 100% it is. I think the doctor said I could walk half a mile is what it is. Not a mile. He said I could walk a half a mile. And I did walk a half a mile.
She forgot, and this is where she did math correctly. So she walked half a mile, she didn't walk a quarter of a mile, then a quarter of a mile back, which would be the half a mile. She walked half a mile, knowing good and well she has to walk that half a mile back.
But I took a break, an extended break. I sat there, enjoyed the breeze.
The point is, and what happened to you the day after? What happened?
I couldn't move.
All right. So that's all I want. Like, stop trying. Like, no. See, she stayed in the race when she was in the wrong race. And that's what happened when you get out of here. Get out. Don't get in a race that ain't yours.
But here's the thing. I wasn't competing against anybody else. I was competing against myself and trying to get back to a place where I could fully function. And it's amazing that you brought that story up because I'm having to remind myself that I do need to be kind to my body and listen to my body and be mindful of what I personally can and cannot do. Amen.
But stay in the race, y'all, for real, for real. We encourage you to stay in the race, listen to our silly stories that all show how we've grown and not grown and where we need to grow and everything else. But it's just about staying consistent and knowing that God has like really grown us in a lot of different ways, and like that competitive spirit is always like light a fire. When you need a fire, fire is lit.
The fire is lit. And again, like I said earlier, I really do want people to be aware that what you do matters, whatever it is. It might not be a podcast. It might be consistently, I don't know, opening a door for somebody. Like I think a lot of times we think of like the big grand gestures or the things that we quantify as big. Like me going up that hill was a personal challenge for myself. I wasn't doing it for anybody else, but other people were blessed and encouraged and pushed And so I'm a big advocate for running your own race, whatever that looks like, and staying in the race. Stay committed to it. Amen.
Amen. And remember, guys, it is not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yes.